Welcome to the Harvest USA Report. I'm Brian Hale, an original production of Howard Hale Broadcasting, now expanded throughout North America. Let's check in with Amelia Schatz with Kansas Wheat and have some comments also from Brian Seeker, a producer there in Kansas.
According to Ross Jansen, chief meteorologist from Storm Team 12 in Wichita, the precipitation in Dodge City last month was 0.02 inches, tying the 1909 record for the driest April on record. What's even worse than a continuing multi-year drought is the loss of hope being felt throughout central and southern Kansas for a crop that in January and February was one of the better-looking wheat crops they'd seen in the past 10 years. The condition of the crop has been deteriorating rapidly, especially over the past few weeks, going from 57% good to excellent on February 25th to only 31% good to excellent by April 28th, according to USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service. It has suffered from lack of moisture for much of the growing season, especially during the spring greenup. The Kansas wheat crop is also ahead of schedule, with one-third already headed, well ahead of the 9% last year and 6% average. A March 28th freeze event took a toll on it, as there was not enough snow cover and the plants were more advanced than they typically are at the end of March. In Rice County, Brian Seeker, who farms near Chase, said, "Wheat is just a good thing in our rotation." His early planted fields suffered the most from the freeze, but are still his best fields despite that fact. Some of the late planted wheat didn't come up until January. His best-looking field was planted to KS Providence on September 18, 2023, but it was only knee-high because of the drought. "In February, we had some of the best wheat we'd seen in years," Seeker said. "Hope's not a good thing." This year will be his third year in a row with an insurance claim on wheat, making him seriously question whether he can justify the cost of applying a fungicide.
Amelia Schatz with Kansas Wheat. And that's it for the Harvest USA Report. Thanks again for listening, and may God bless. I'm Brian Hale.